Blog Talk Radio.
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career. Teddy J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life for the Dust Live. This is your boy Steady J, and this is the Frozen in Texas version of Hot After Dusk Mondays here on Life for the Dust Live. Man, what the heck is the reason why it's called Frozen today? It is frozen in freaking Texas right now. You know what? First off, for those of you that don't know, one of the great reasons why people love coming to Texas is usually the heat. You know, usually when it comes to when we're here, we usually have it's pretty warm. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you just operate somewhere to be. You know, you can always probably get in when you fit in. So, this is just crazy. Like, I'm sitting here, like, we've just had so many freaking winter storms this year. And I know some people are like, well, it's winter time, so, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. No, I don't want to hear that. In certain places, usually not, winter's not I'm kicking in like that. In this case, it is. It's going on right now. And I tell y'all, man, this is just a lot to deal with. You know, we had the big Arctic storm. That was in, like, early, and when I say I'm going to speak specifically, the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. So, you know, there was another one that's going to hit Texas, but hit Houston, so I'm going to go to East Peace. First, you know, we had the one that was here, like, late November, early December, which was ridiculous. They've nicknamed stuff cobblestone, ice, and all this other kind of stuff. It was getting real out there. And it was snow. It was ice mixed all together. So then that happened. Then Houston ended up getting some snow and ice and whatnot about 2 weeks ago. And now we back to this again. It had some total precipitation on Friday here. And then, you know, it acted like it was going to start yesterday. Didn't really start yesterday. This morning it started raining, and then now it's falling precipitation outside. I had to go up, when I went outside, got to my car. I had to freaking scrape the windows, use some de-ice on it. It was getting real. And it's supposed to snow, and I, you know, it's supposed to be like a wintery mix tomorrow. So this is just getting under here, man. This is exactly why I just can't deal with it. So, that being said, man, this is ridiculous. I need someone to help me out with this. So today's show, you know, it's called Frozen. You know, we will be talking about different things. You know, not necessarily it would be about ice, but, you know, since it's frozen in Texas, we're going to be doing some stuff to make it not frozen by doing what we do best on Mondays, and that's the Hot After Dusk edition. You know, read your news, read some hot news, and of course you can't have hot news about the negative side of things, hot mess. So we'll be bringing it all to you today. Before we do that, we're going to do some hot music. We'll do a hot music break. We're going to double it up on y'all, so y'all sit still, don't move anywhere. We're going to go to his first song by, well, pushing the Wheel of Fortune wheel, see which one I want to go with first. Let's go with my boy Q Harper, and this is Say Girl. We'll be back. And another track will get to that, too. So y'all stay tuned and see what it is.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
for my business. Hush your mouth, and I ain't trying to be offensive. But when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's ass, tell them play the game, guess who? No sub tweets, just gripping sheets. Hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100, you ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl, you tripping. Script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you. Now settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
You say you love me. We'll say that shit just one more time.
We don't need that shit. Rex, love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it rolling. I can take you higher while we blasting those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. Cause for this, this is it. And I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to just one more time.
Best part of my DAY, 85 in my G-Ride. damn right, that girl mine. Quit the job about 4 a.m. She don't mind if I take a swim. Down low, never above the rim. Got me feeling like a big old pimp. Fine, I'm thinking the time. I'm going deeper and feeling your spine. Kinda like dinner, we sipping that wine. So out of space, huffing that pine. Yeah, baby got my mind gone. Keep on calling my cell phone. She don't know that I'm coming home. Feeling her lately, and I know she be waiting. And I'm here for the taking, baby. Ain't no hesitation.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. All right, welcome back to Frozen in Tejas. Yes, man, it's ridiculous out here. Like I said, it's ridiculous, but we're gonna do what we do best. Instead of you worrying about how cold it is in Texas, if you're in the Texas area listening to the show, we're gonna do some things to help you warm it up. And I don't know. I want to know where other areas are out there too. So I will be doing a weather check. So yes, we're gonna be checking that out. But first, let's go into a little bit of hot mess. And some of it will be big news, some of it will be just stuff I haven't observed. So first off, I'm going to go with some of my observations over the weekend. First off, I saw a video that disturbed my spirit. It disturbed my spirit. So we're going to go into that first. There was this video, and it was this dude. He was behind this chick having sex with her doggy style. Now I know y'all sit here and y'all say, well, dang, she's having sex with her doggy style. What's wrong with that, said EJ? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that. I'm glad you asked. The thing that's wrong with it is that goddamn dude was having sex with this chick doggy style while she had her baby strapped to her back. That's what I said, Cricket. That's what I said. Get the heck out of here. So you watch the video, And she's like, you know, he's like really going in. Why this baby shaking on her back in a goddamn toilet? I'm just not getting it. Like, I heard a rockabye baby on a treetop when the wind blows the cradle. I don't think they meant that you need to have the goddamn baby on the cradle in the back of you and you rocking it that way. That wasn't quite the rocking they were thinking of. I'm going to need you, sir, and ma'am, to get y'all life together, and I'm praying for that child, because that child going to be like, you know how, like, when you were little, you actually didn't catch your parents having sex, you're like, no, mommy, daddy, what is this? How does it feel if you're a baby and mama and daddy's having sex while you step to their back? That's a little confusing. So I'm going to need them to get their life together, because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I cannot roll with it. My spirit was disturbed when I saw that. Spirit disturbed spirit that came over me. I just was not sure of it. Another thinking news. Okay, and there's been mixed feelings on how people feel about just the outcome of things. Your boy, yours, and And I use your boy in such a way that, you know, not a term of endearment. Let me tell you about this scoundrel here. You know, yes, I mean, let's go ahead and congratulate, first off, that the fight will no longer be going on. So let's go ahead and congratulate the fact the fight's not going on. That's one thing to look at. Is, okay, good news to hear. The promoter, because the promoter who was selling the DMX fight and George Zimmerman fight decided that he said he was backing out because he cared about the feelings of everybody else and saw his own children, and you know, and said feelings are better than. You know, feelings are better. You know, people's feelings are better than, you know, money. My thing is, here's where the ratchetness comes into me. You mean to tell me it took you how bad thing long to figure out that was what you should have been doing? So, I mean, I understand how they felt now. I'm taking everybody's stuff, and I see how some people were feeling. At first, I was like, y'all. And because I'm a person, I agree and disagree, but then sometimes I really start looking at things from both sides of what people are talking about and saying. Some people are like, they want to feel the fact that everybody was making all these stories about, he did this. Why are we congratulating him? I mean, because it does sound like we low-key congratulating him for something he planned on doing anyway. And then listen to his approach, and then you watch his approach on his tweets that it came out of the horse's mouth, how he was saying that, man, but you understand, man, I was about to make a whole lot of money after this. So, in other words, he really didn't give a fuck about, you know, it took him how long to figure that out. So I call BS on that anyway. The fact it took him how long to realize, I mean, don't you see your children every day? And if you don't, I mean, then dang, you kind of slow, bro, that you didn't tell me that it took you how long to realize it. Well, some wrong children, I really, dude, no one in their right mind, in their right moral mind, says to themselves, you know what, this made a great idea at any point in time. It's not taking that long. You knew what the heck he was doing. You saw some way to capitalize. You thought it was cool. George Zimmerman was saying this and the other. You were trying to see how many celebrities you can get to buy into it. And it's just fucking sad. The fact DMX would even entertain the fact of doing this fight. Wow, D. Wow. Bro, I know it's hard out here, but it ain't that damn hard. Because at the end of the day, you know good and well that it wasn't going to go down the way and type of fight you thought was going to happen. It's going to be regulated. There is no street whooping. There's no street rules, sir. You're going to have to do it by the rules. So if that's what your mindset was going into it, like, well, I'm doing this for us, man. We go, you know, I'm trying to, you know, fight this dude. I get to be dirty and all this, and I get to really. That's not going to prove a thing. This man wants to. He thinking that he get his ass whooped one good time. That's going to make people feel better. No, it's not. You need to be behind bars like your ass should have been the first fucking time. That's what we want you. Not running around making money off you. Are you calling a celebrity? Well, I mean, y'all heard me rant about it last week, but I can't get over this. A celebrity fight. You got to be fucking kidding me. Seriously. You got to tell me how, in your right moral mind, where this made any, you know, it's funny. And he thinks it's a joke. He just wants to keep, it's just annoying that George Zimmerman is like that. He's like that freaking mosquito. He's like a mosquito, a swarm of mosquitoes. When you kill one, you got to deal with another one coming. And then, oh no, they don't just get you. They leave this bite that just annoys the heck out of you. Right, that bite? That bite is going to turn into something ugly. You're going to start bleeding and this, that, and the other. He's like that. He just is biting, just won't go away. And if you do, one time you try to do something like the bite, you just scratching it and making it worse. I'm so tired of people not doing anything and allowing it to freaking stuff to happen. I understand America's a free country. Yeah, get the heck out of here. We the freaking time where people who smoke weed go into freaking jail. But this dude is—he just freaking laughing his ass off at us every damn day, and it just pisses me off. And the fact that any of you freaking news media, you news outlets, even entertain the fight is beyond me. I already say no free promotion, but all the big freaking sites that's out there, you know who the heck you are. I need you to get your life together. Because y'all were doing pick who should be in this celebrity fight. That is so ignorant. Why are you even entertaining the thing that happened in the first place? It's not going to accomplish anything. He's going to still be able to run around this motherfuckery. And by you doing that, all you do is feed into what he wants you to feed you into. Great job, everybody. Great job. Great job for doing that. So I know people, you know, some people feel like I'm just giving them a speech, but it is what it is, man. We got to stop sitting here thinking that it's okay to just be so ignorant to everything. And every time somebody talks about, you know, a black person talks about empowering themselves, everybody want to say they, militant or whatever. I'm just so freaking tired of it because at the end of the day, while people trying to understand themselves, you sitting there helping demean us more and more and more by just the stuff you continue to do. So, you gotta be freaking kidding me. And T. Marie came at the right time. I gotta hear a beautiful voice. Might give me a count. I might not, but because T. be cussing like, she gets mad like I do. And me.
You are mad. Oh, Lord.
I am. I'm very mad. I'm just so tired. This dude just won't go away, T.
Lord, I must have missed something.
Okay, let me catch you back up. Okay. All right, so of course I know you heard the news that George Zimmerman is, you know, that the fight for the George Zimmerman fight is no longer going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, what the question is, why is Ceddie J mad? What is the current point about? I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of it. Basically, I'm mad at the fact of no matter how this all played out, It's still a win for George Zimmerman, and it's a win for the boxing promoter. Because the fact that this is even entertaining for this long was a problem all in itself. Because all they did was
he does not deserve to get pressed,
and all they did was make George Zimmerman quote unquote famous.
Yeah, I see your point. I totally see your point.
I'm just saying that this is like, see, I really did. Don't do this shit.
But I think that it was something that just, I think, I don't, because I never, I kind of course I wanted the fight to go on, but then at the same time
did.
I kind of was like, how are they going to let that happen like that? But I still wanted, like, I want George Zimmerman to get his. I can't, you know, I can't.
But the
agent,
this dude's going to get paid to, he's going to get, first off, I mean, everything Ronnie is going to get paid to get his ass whooped. I see no reason, I see problem with that. Second off, it's called a celebrity boxing tournament. How much more is he going to laugh in our freaking face? Celebrity? Like, I mean, seriously, like, that's what my problem is.
Oh, yeah.
If he wants to get his ass whooped, let's just carry his ass over. I can name a couple of his, a couple here in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm pretty sure you know some over there in Houston, Avery. I wouldn't have bet that Renato on BS25, he knows something in North Carolina. And I'm sure that my boy Keene Broswell, me, I'm a hustler, music hustlers, knows some in Georgia. So if he just so dying to get his behind whooped, he can always call 972-591-1362. And I can definitely give him a place to go get his behind whooped. There's no problem with it. And that's not a threat. That is something that obviously that's what he is put out there to do, that he wants his behind whooped. I know plenty of places. But does that mean they're going to go by boxing rules? No, they're going to whoop you like they do in the streets.
And I said the only reason why I got canceled is because the promoters started getting death threats and stuff.
Yeah, he's just desperate. I mean, then he pulled this nonsense. Oh, well, I started to realize that when I looked at my own kids, I started, you know, you didn't think that before you booked this stuff. I looked at my own kids and started realizing Trayvon. You know, think about how Trayvon's parents must feel. That wasn't ever a thought in your mind before you even let this go this far. I mean, that's what is angering me. And I'm serious. Like, it's got to come to a freaking end. And, you know, Team Arena didn't do it. Seti J didn't do it. Y'all said, we weren't sitting here saying, oh, we think this person should fight him. Oh, we think this person should fight him. We weren't sitting here picking all these people, entertaining the goddamn fight. We weren't entertaining it. Y'all, it's going to another topic that I got told to everybody this called today's show is called Frozen in Texas because it's frozen over here in DFW. And so this is Hot to Dust Monday. We're going to bring some hot news and hot mess to warm some things up. And that kind of tied to the other thing. The fact that, you know, I was trying to say earlier, that all these big news outlets that are ran by black owners are perpetuating this worse. They're not helping the problem. They're making the problem worse. And that's what I'm saying, like, It just shows like it just shows what the people's mindsets are. We're in a world where you smoking marijuana, you're going to jail. Hey, no thoughts about it. We are sending that behind to jail. Ray, you gotta pray for me, you know? I'm just not feeling it, team.
I see.
It's wearing down on me. I'm just tired of this dude. He just continually, he's like a mosquito bite. He just doesn't go, just this freak mosquito bite. It doesn't go away for a while. And when you stretch it, you bleed and you get this bump. You know, you got to do the, it's even a bruise there, whatever. So yes, I'm just feeling some type of way. I'm upset, but you're here,
okay,
and that's all that matters. And I feel better now.
Well, I mean, I wanted the fight to go on. I truly did, but
not
I kind of had it in my mind.
I
want
him to get his ass whooped, but not like that.
Yeah, I wanted to. I really wanted to go through, but at the same time, I mean, I understand both points, but that's why I'm like, you shouldn't even start promoting it if you knew the way you weren't going to go through with it, because you knew you were. I feel like he knew he was going to have people mad when he started the boxing match anyway. It's like, how can people, nobody know where your ass stay and shit? You shouldn't have been broadcasting all of that.
Right. I mean, I'm just sorry. I mean, like I said, if George Zimmerman is so dying to get his behind, well, we know plenty of others that would love to do the service for him.
And then I think George Zimmerman, he was supposed to be going to eat. Something happened where he and his girlfriend did something.
Yeah, he got out of that, too. This is why we
and
are where we're at today.
God damn, that nigga must got some money.
He got, and his dad is a Supreme Court justice. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That doesn't, isn't that just so ironic? And people wonder why I am the way I am. Because I'm sorry, man. It gets to the fact that people who put news, there's a lot of news media, aren't taking responsibility. They're not being socially aware of taking responsibility of empowering people. We joke around. We talk about hot mess and hot news, but most part, we try to empower people here. And hey, they spend so much time just doing stuff that just continually just stabs you in the side. Because I mean, I feel like somewhat I'm just as mad at the news media as I am George Zimmerman. So yes, but I'm updated. Is it snowing over there yet?
I don't think so. It doesn't feel like it. It's just raining and cold. Well, I have ice, thank God. It's just wet and cold.
Yeah,
I'm ready for this
ice
weekend
on the ground over here.
Weekend. Oh, Lord. This weekend is going to be warm, so I'm ready for this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be 75.
Yeah.
I'm excited. South Texas is supposed to feel. I'm supposed to feel heat. I'm supposed to go outside and feel like, oh, this is great. This is how Texas is supposed to feel. I can't wait.
I know. I'm going to take advantage of it.
Are you gonna be outside in some short shorts? Uh-oh.
Ain't no telling what I'm telling. I might just go outside naked one time for the hell of it. Shit, who knows?
Oh man! I just. Yeah, I got a face, man. Like I said, I know how I get, man. I got turned into Bruce Banner on that behind in a quick second. No thoughts, no questions asked. And that's how I get, man. I get angry for the right reasons, and I just want people to start taking more responsibility of really caring about the people out here that's in our community. So that's just what I do. That's what me and Team Reed do every week. We talk trash, but we also empower you at the same time. And I'm going to get some chat room comments and read. I'm BX25 and my boy Music Hustle. We got a lot they said. Okay, so first BX25, he already said he would love to see Brock Lesnar or Kimbo Slice beat him. My boy King Roswell said he would kick his behind his dang self. Then, BS25 said, if you're black, you go to jail. And then the next time that he was making was that they get paid, like we were talking to the news media, he said they get paid to keep you blind. It's up to independent media to cover the real facts. And you were saying that Rupert Murdoch owned most news media, including the so-called black media. And that being said, it's ridiculous, man. And people wonder why I won't go to certain stuff because, like he just said, they control, there's so many people that control how you do. And this is why I like coming here and doing this show here, because I have, I can do stuff and not, you know, make me feel like I'm like, this is just horrible. I don't feel horrible after I do this show. And, you know, and that's what I like about you, T. Like, we're on the same page. On the same page of empowerment, man. We're not going to sit here and continue to tear down people. Unwarrantedly, yeah. You know, this, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Just why I get me a sip of some drink, not alcohol, some water. For those of y'all out there trying to be silly, yeah, like, man, you for drink something else with rock, man. You for, y'all so wild for that. I'm going to sip some liquid in just a moment, and you're going to play Go to Songbird. Before I do that, I got to get an update on you. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. I had fun. I turned up. I hosted my late event, pop bottles, and all that good stuff. So it was pretty cool.
I'll tell you, I saw you was with Ghetto Elise, Tori Elise, you know, was also on Dust Spot, too. I saw you was in the building with her.
Yeah, we were. Excuse me. Chelsea and also, so we was up there together, turned up. You know me, I'm always just being me, and they love me. Now let me stop.
All right, I have a question, because I know she was saying, like, Bobby was doing this to her. Was grabbing on her butt. Was they doing that with you too?
You know what? You know I really don't do play with the ass type thing. Like, you can't be doing all that. And see, and people like, well, I had a few people that touched it off guard, and that's why I was like, okay, next season I go to, I gotta make sure I have some, you know, my goons with me so they can walk behind me, because I really don't play that touching my butt and shit. That's like a free feel. Hell no, I don't do that. So, and I definitely, I don't pictures grabbing my ass and stuff.
Anybody got time for that?
Now, unless I just really fucks with you, but if I don't just, if it's like, you know, I don't know, it's different circumstances for different folks, but yeah, I don't like that grabbing on my ass and shit, because, you know, Bay might see that. Look at me, I ain't got no Bay, but Bay might see that.
They getting a sample, then they finna get the full course meal.
Who knows what the hell they be on their goddamn online, but guys can be so disrespectful at times, too, though. So, guys need to learn how to be a little more respectful, but I don't know. To each his own.
To each his own. Well, that being said, we'll go to a quick song. Quick song break. It's says I am so mad today, and I'm so heated. I'm ironically on a frozen day. I'm ready to go to my girl, Seven Gervais. This is Crying on the Inside. Big up to my boy for sending this track to me, and boy, King Broswell produced it. Let's go.
Spacecraft being built because they're leaving us. But that's another story. for another time. Though I implore you to listen, go ahead and rewind. We'll never be fine. We walk around with the eyes closed. If other people seek for shelter, we deprive those. And bystanders catching bullets in Chicago. It's illustrated, so I reckon it's Diablo. Slicker than any scandalous 5-0. That what you treasure, you should care for. Insist on being selfish, even though you bear scars. The separation of the nation, and it's done by design. I pray my lyricism don't reach many of mine. We're running the struggle and suffer the pain. It's part of the journey, it's part of the game. You can pass your life by, focus on the right tribe. Tell you it's an option, I'll make you a decision. I'll be cool. We are born full of promise, taught to assimilate, only to find out that our assimilation was based on falsehood, untruth, and inequality. Our promise fades, and struggle becomes our reality. And yet we are expected to wear the mask of contentment and appreciation. Those who hold the reins of society say, look, haven't we atoned for the ills of yesteryear? Aren't things better? At a superficial glance of the social horizon, it may seem to be so. But one must do an in-depth analysis to see the game may have changed. But the rules are still the same, only with different wording. So I ask you this, who are you willing to live for? And who are you willing to die for? Your essence is but your own. Process thoughts and keep your eyes wide open. No.
I can't live without you. See, I'm smiling on the outside while I'm just crying on the inside. Chasing the world without you.
All right. Yeah, that was by my girl Seven Gervais, produced by my boy King Broswell, who is Music Hustlers in the chat room on the musichustlers.com. That's with an AZ at the end. So yes, that was a track produced by him.
Good job. I'm up here eating these Reese's cups. And I'm fucking on the diet today, but.
I started mine. Turn up. I went to grocery today. I was going ham. I was like, oh no, we getting on this diet ASAP. See, because part of my diet is the eating on the week. See, not going to fast food on lunch breaks. You know, I be doing that, and that. It's not even just the fact that it just weighs a whole lot on you, on you, period. But it's just the fact of the cost, the money you spend, it's not necessarily always healthy for you. So I decided to, you know, go back to my whole thing of, you know, making my lunch my dang self. But then I know what the heck is going in. And I know what to do to make sure your boys are clink. Because, whenever I do, and see, I'm sorry, I got a pretty decent metabolism. Because I did it last night, like last summer. I started doing that, started taking my lunch to work and whatnot. And your boy was like, so I'm trying to get back and do it. I'm trying to get back on it, man. Like,
I haven't really gotten on it since, like, before the Christmas. I haven't worked out. I haven't really did too much nothing because when I did try to work out, I ended up hurting my leg. And so I saw me and my wife, and, you know, I was cute in my wife. But I was like, okay, I need to get, you know, I'm your girl. And I ain't working out. So I'm supposed to start it today. I woke up this morning. I did good. I had my green tea with my oatmeal and my berries and bananas. But I ended up stopping at Mickey D's and getting me a McDouble with Big Mac salt. Then I went home and I got me a brownie. I warmed up my brownie. I put me some homemade vanilla bluebell ice cream on top. And I put me some chocolate syrup on it. And for real, I had my chocolate syrup and my nuts on it. Then I done ate a king-size Kit Kat and a king-size Reese's. I know I've messed up today, y'all, but take it one day at a time. I'm going to do better tomorrow. I might not eat three desserts tomorrow. I might only eat two. It's levels to this shit.
Oh, Lord. No. Let me get this straight, that tea. Before we went out for the break, you was like, yeah, like this. And now you over here acting the fool. What the heck did happen?
I know. I mean, it's okay. It's levels. It's every day is not, you know,
it's level to this.
Right. And that's why dieting don't have to be that dang hard. You fall off, oh, well, look at yourself and say, shame on you. Tomorrow I'm going to do better. But eventually I will do better. But it's like I've been eating so bad to where it's, you know, it's like my body be craving this junk food. And so I have to slowly wing myself off of it. That's a shame. Like I'm addicted.
Yes.
But I do love
You're going inspiration. I'll be hearing you talk about stuff. Yeah, do this, make sure you... I'm like, okay. You are here. You going. You have a Thanksgiving goddamn thing.
With barbecue sauce, and then I had my mashed potatoes, and I did my mashed potatoes where you put cauliflower and potatoes. So it's not as many potatoes, you know what I mean? So I ate healthy, but then I put a lot of sour cream and cheese in it. Tomorrow's going to be better. Tomorrow's going to really be better. I'm going to do my oatmeal and my green tea again, and I'm going to do my fruit. But when I got to do better. Don't y'all judge me. Give me about another week, and I'm going to be on my diet stuff. And all that, because I'm going to work out tomorrow if it ain't too cold. Yeah, leave me alone. Anyway.
No, and BS25 in chat said, he's making the point of, yeah, McDonald's puts sugar in their food so that we crave more junk food. And they use other stuff.
Well, I don't think it's McDonald's fault why I'd be sitting there eating this food with these munchies like I do now.
I blame the munchies totally on me. Nah.
Yeah, I know what it is, y'all. T. Reed saying somebody needs to keep her busy, wink, so that she ain't got no reason. She won't have time for junk food.
Yeah, I know. It's me. It's all me. Yeah, all that junk food, that's all me.
She needs somebody to put a Snicker in her life. Somebody give her that Snicker.
Shit, I take that Snicker too along with this Reese's and Kit Kat. Look.
Yeah, Snicker. I didn't see Marie cocked that one, y'all.
I know I caught it. I just was acting like I didn't catch it. I caught
it. Yeah.
I know you're right along with this one.
Yeah, you ain't for it. I know you know. Nobody got time for that.
Let's go make me eat my own. Let me stop.
Because I was going to do me when you try to die. I'm just going to go harder than the people that joke. So, yeah. Die is
I'm
your
do
one,
it.
Too.
I'm going to get my life, y'all, in due time. I'm focused. Like, I know I'm going to be doing something when it warms up. I know. But I don't know. I know. I need to get my life. I do. Let me give me some water and try to flush all that shit I've been eating.
Pray for you.
Ate all that damn junk food. They ain't going to talk about a bottle of water. That's just like the fat girl who ordered the big meal with the fries talking about, and I died cold.
Yes. Oh, R.I.P. to Miss Jackie, but she used to do that. This woman asked for a 40-piece shrimp. 40-piece shrimp. Y'all listen to me.
Goddamn.
40-piece shrimp. And this woman said in a Diet Coke. Okay. I need you to take 10 cents, but. Or my favorite.
I know, right?
You get a Subway sandwich, and you putting all this vinaigrette dressing on it, everything, fattening on the bad day sandwich you can pick. There ain't no goddamn Subway sandwich anymore. It's just ridiculous. And then you say it added Diet Coke. No, ma'am. I need you to take 10 cents back, because that's not going to work. All you're doing,
right.
I mean, it's just stupid. It's just, what's the point? It's like saying, hey, I mean, I'm going to go pull this ugly girl real quick. Oh, and make sure you throw some make sure you give her some brand new Ralph Lauren polo to make her look better. No. End of the day, you can't put lipstick on you can't put lipstick on the pig. I think it's going to make it cute. It's just not going to work.
You know what? You just made us say, you made Texas sound so much country. Oh, my God, so much country. He got told I can't put lipstick on a pig. So what niggas up now?
But you are from up north.
I don't know. He said,
I use more East Coast dialect than I do from Texas dialect. Especially
okay.
If I'm mad, the East Coast comes at me without even thinking about it.
I want to post that and see how anybody heard that out here in Texas about some lipstick on the pee. I think you
wow.
made that one up.
Wow, she had people coming on here calling and messing with me.
I want to know. Y'all call in and let me know, especially if y'all in Texas. Have y'all heard the saying, whatever, say it again, say it, let them know.
Nice try. See, now you don't get to give them any tea. I'm so sorry. You don't get to give me. Oh, now I want to go, some breaking news. Shoot, this is how I get really, this is how I really is getting frozen in Texas. Told y'all it's getting real. A good DJ friend of mine said that he wants to thank God that he's alive. He totaled his truck and hit a barrier on the bridge on 121 in Grapevine.
Well,
I told y'all that don't live
in
the Dallas-Fort area and don't know where Grapevine, where this area is, 121 in Grapevine, and he was on the bridge. Oh no. Oh, no. Let me tell you about first off, it's already crazy because there's a lot of construction going on right there. So add ice, and now you got a recipe for disaster. And the fact that you're on a bridge and you got a recipe for disaster. 121 is not a pretty place to drive on anyway. So the fact that you're going on it and then real stuff that happens, wow. So, yes, man, definitely, man, big ups to you, man. I'm glad you're safe.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I just saw that and had to give a shout out for that.
So, y'all got your ice working over there, right?
Yes, ice. It's supposed to be a wintry mix
that's
in the a.m.
No ice.
I ain't got time for that. I told somebody, I said I kind of wanted to go so I could get out of work tomorrow. Because I'll play hooky today. Let me tell you how it happened
like
to me today.
Person.
I was supposed to, I thought it was going to snow today, so my turn to behind, I was drunk all night. I'm waking up I'm going to stay up all night, stay up all night. I'm over here working on newsletter, working on issue number one of Human Canvas reboot. I'm so like, not now, it's looking right now. Like, see, I don't think you understand. It's gonna get real. Oh, and by the way, y'all get the new issue. It also has three more pages of Team Marie, so there's some of the ones we didn't put in the first one that's in there. So yes, it's a few more pages of Team Marie, y'all. You know, we some ones we didn't put into the first one, we put into this one. So, yes.
Oh, okay. Turn up.
Yeah. So, I got some new pages.
Look.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
It gets real. But. So yes, yeah. I kind of, so it will be out. It'll be over. Yeah, we will let you guys know when it's out. It's definitely, you know, like I told you when Robert was doing it in the first place, and a lot of magazines actually go about this this way. They, you know, if you get a chance to use, this is a beautiful thing about, especially with the way the world works today, that you have like a magic wand, and that magic wand can give a chance to help right some wrongs. It feels like you're on that show Quantum Leap. It's like I'm leaping back in time and things that was once was wrong and making it right. Like a lot of people, that's issue one, but I think that issue one could be better. Especially that learning from the most recent issues and just taking things into account. This is the reason why we decided to do the reformatting. So we are reformatting it, and man, I'm telling you, it's coming along great. This the page is set up so well, y'all. And I do want to give a shout out to BX25, Vixens Magazine, because they are an intricate part of helping me with this project. Yeah. They are an intricate part, man. So I'm happy. And, man, that also, too, I mean, right now, I know everyone's been asking, what's the next issue? A friendly reminder, the next issue is like basically an all-star issue. It's going to take, it's celebrating the 5th anniversary of the show that you listen to now, Life That Does Live. And with that, it's going to be, it's going to be green. I know my favorite color of all time is green. And you know, if you notice that, you know, a lot of people look at Dust Spot, which is one of the main colors in Dust Spot is green. You know, it's all the stuff is, you look around, and most of the colors usually green somewhere in it. So it would be green themed. And also, March is known for being St. Patrick's Day. So green makes perfect sense. And yes, man. That being said,
March is green. My birthday, y'all. So
it's her birthday, man. I mean, everything great is going on there. And I want to make a retraction. I know I kept telling you guys 21st and
23rd.
I got it so wrong, T. I need to slap myself. I got the dates wrong. Texas Relays is the 28th through 30th. That's the weekend. Texas Relays 28th through 30th of March. So you planning on being there for the one of the 5th anniversary, some celebrations. Make sure you're there. That's what's one of them going to go down there. Of course, there's a team of people. I've seen some people from outside the vibe putting something together. I'm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm thinking about doing something in Houston, too. So, yeah, you know, I'll probably get with T. I know I'll give y'all more information as this stuff comes along. But, you know, I'll probably give him a T on that to mastermind something as far as for Houston. So, yes. Man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's going to get real. It's going to get real out here. You know what I'm saying, man? So, yes.
So, about my birthday, don't y'all forget. It is in March 12th. So, y'all go ahead. Yeah, be real, T. Marie. Y'all let me start.
People who got closed mouths and not get fed, or as I say, closed mouths and not get chose.
So I'm just letting y'all know. Yeah, there it is. I haven't decided. Yeah. I know I'm having some type of birthday bash for my birthday, but I'm going to work all them details out, like, this week. For real, I need to finalize them.
All right, so that's what they're going to do. See, okay, we have no whipped cream bash for T. Marie's birthday, y'all.
Whipped cream bash. We're going to put one of some ladies and some whipped cream. We could put out a section with ladies. Get us like two ladies in a whipped cream with a pool full of whipped cream. Then we can have a, look at me, get my little nails over the bottom and stuff. Okay, yeah. I'm just playing.
So, yes, that is what you heard. This is what you heard. Now, I had some more stuff in my little box of craziness. What else has been? The rest has been the ratchets. I had something. Oh, I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you heard T. I was talking about earlier. Did you see? Have you seen the video where there's this man? He's like having sex. He's having sex with women doggy style, right?
No, I haven't.
I know you're wondering. You're like, okay, where's the problem coming at, right?
I'm trying to see what it. Yeah, you're right, Daddy. I'm trying to see what it's doing.
Well, he's having sex with her. And why is he having sex with her? The woman has her child on her, strapped to her back. You know that little baby carrying that you wear over your body? Yes, I'm going to have to tag that video to you on Instagram. And I tell you, I was appalled. I can't believe
what I heard on the news today. I heard on the news that this woman was breastfeeding her dog.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm dead serious. So a woman was breastfeeding her dog. She didn't want her face to be seen. You know how they interview you and stuff, and they don't, you know, they put them in the screen.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Who the hell you telling? I say that bitch is a freak. Ain't no way in the hell I'm gonna be sitting there with no dog latched onto my fucking breast. Are you serious? You know, the dogs be working their tongue too. Her ass was getting orgasms from that shit, little nasty stuff. She probably, well, she don't gotta admit it, but I know that's what was going on. Ugh. People do some nasty shit, though. Baby on your damn back while you having sex. The baby probably was screaming and hollering and wondering what the hell going on there. Why you want your child to see some shit like that? The world is getting sick. Don't laugh at me. Or you maybe you're laughing at a comment somebody put in the chat room because this is just out of line. This world is just getting crazy. People fucking horses and stuff. They need to get their life for real.
Oh yeah, you're talking about next one. Yeah, she's this white lady. You're talking about the story now in the chat, and then my boy King said, white women love dogs.
That's nasty. Ain't nobody supposed to be sitting there, no dog, no cat, no fucking, no pig, no nothing on that stone in your breast. To be honest, I just never breastfeed my baby. I know that's the healthiest way for a baby, but that's just, that just does something to me, having somebody latched on to your breast and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, so you so hard something. Let's put you on blast.
Go ahead.
One question. So, you've never had a guy suck on them?
I mean, that's the point. That's what they made for your dudes to suck on and stuff. Because when you touch them, I kind of get aroused and stuff. So I don't need no baby. I don't need no dog.
It just makes a sexual mindset to it. This thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I associate the sucking on a breast. I affiliate that with sex. Don't get me wrong. I think breast milk is the healthiest milk for a baby, and I'm not knocking nobody who breastfeeds their child. Now, if you're breastfeeding animals, that's a whole different story. We need to pray for you. But for as a child, you know, I know that's the healthiest way. But at the same time, I wouldn't breastfeed my child. But I have my own preference, you know. I'll put it in a bottle, push come to shove, put it in a bottle for them to suck out of, but just latched onto my breast. I don't see that happening. That, but that's just the way I want to do my thing.
And since you didn't want to believe me,
if
you
didn't want
to believe me, Jump T, I'm tagging you
day.
To the video. I'm tagging you to this ratchet video.
You out of line. And Sleep and Savage said put a baby on her back. CPS needs to get involved in that type of shit because something not right with her mind, and that's why we have so many kids growing up with mental issues and stuff because of their parents done messed them up in the long run. So that lady needs help. Ain't no way in the world. And where's the daddy at? Because he see his baby on that girl back while she having sex. They got, the world done went crazy.
Hey, what's up, Diva? I see Diva Love, new president. Right? I haven't met this person before. It's crazy. We got Dust Pop Radio and we got Diva Spot Radio. That's come on, Veronica is that?
I know, right? But I don't know.
I tagged that video too. So now you can be horrified at what I saw.
I'm gonna report their ass to the popos because that baby needs some help. No way in the world anybody. I don't even want. I'm not even having sex with my baby in the bed with me, unless they real like they're coming with something. Now let me stop. Well, they can't. Now let me stop. I'm playing, but seriously, I'm not gonna be sleeping with nobody with my baby in the bed with me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just from a different breed or something, but...
No, it's understandable. I had it too before. That was so weird. She tried to have sex with her child. I mean, some people might be different.
You did not try to have sex with nobody by their baby. Was it?
She tried while the baby was in the goddamn room.
You was...
She tried. That was the underlying word was tried.
Damn,
I can wait.
If push come to shove, you got a one-bedroom apartment, you got a baby. I mean, push come to shove, at least put your baby on the couch or something.
Nah,
in
this
wasn't
a one-bedroom apartment,
you'll
man.
You get your ass
this
on lady, the couch this, on the floor or something. Like,
I'm
going to
have my
baby in the
apartment.
Bed so we fucking on the floor. I'm a mess. I don't know. Ugh. My baby, he think mama an angel. Guys can't even come over when he's around. They try to come over, I'm like, no, my little boy. Yeah.
Great.
I'm ready for you to meet my little boy, but if when you ain't come here to meet my little boy, no, you ain't gonna be coming over here while he's asleep trying to knock me down. If you ain't good enough to meet him, you ain't good enough to be trying to get knocked this down over here.
I mean, and that brings a discussion why we talking about it. So why are we trying to warm up stuff on frozen day in Texas? Mm-hmm. As far as that, man, you know. Talking about that discussion, you know, we go over the can of worms, and Diva Star Radio just said, you better say it, Queen. And so, here's a couple of questions for you.
Oh.
One is, I'm going to just go on this topic. I wonder, did we talk about this before? I don't know, we talked about when to find a breeding person around your family, not your kid. What is the right time to bring a man that you're talking to around your child?
You know what? That's a good question because with me, I'm telling you, like, I am like Michael Jackson when it comes to my son. You won't really see me posting stuff of him on my social sites. You just don't. I am that overprotective mom, like, and I'm sorry, and I know it, and I need some work on it, but when it comes to my son, like, I kill behind him, so it's like I don't play when it comes to him. So, I don't know. I would say, damn, I'd be dating a guy. I've even to be like
then, you know, went out with guys and then, you know, wild out with them but never met my child. You have to just, we have to be on some love type stuff for real. Or I would have to been and went around, been to your place, see the type of lifestyle you live and stuff like that before I bring you around my child. Because when I bring you around my child, that's that time where I'm trying to see where are things going. Like, well, no, I got to know it for sure. I don't know. My little boy, since the age of two, he'll be 8 in July. He's never seen, he's never seen a guy like it at home. Now, saving somebody at the store, somebody trying to talk to me or whatever, that's something different. But for us bringing a guy home, introducing him to my child, that was probably like the last time that probably happened. My little boy was like 2. So I really don't know when's the best time. I think that it has to be very serious when you bring somebody around your child. Like I had my friend, I was going to go see his, I made a little joke about going to see his little boy basketball game, and he was like, yeah, come on. And I'm like, no, I'm just playing this too soon. Like when you bring your significant other around your kid, that's like kind of like a proposal. Like it's, I look at it like an engagement. Like you in my child life now. You better be, you gotta be there. I don't know.
We got in the chat, Diva Spot, Radio Girl Diva Love says, she says, as far as her time, it would be a year later after a background check, she would say. Continuing, she says, two other things that are contingent upon this, that if they've shown that they're interested in your family, and also actually have been around his family to see what it really is. Now, I'm going to add a clip, though, man, to the first one, the one about showing interest in your family. Now you gotta understand. You gotta be able to find out find the type of excitement he has about meeting your child, because that can determine stuff too. You know, sometimes they're a little bit too excited.
Right.
And if it seems like he's too excited in a certain kind of a sick, pleasurable way, yeah, that might not be the person to bring around your kid either.
I think that guys with me, and I guess I'm so, I don't know, I'm just crazy, but I feel like guys kind of, if they know, I feel like this, a guy knows the type of woman when he meet that woman and have a conversation with him. Is that somebody he want to keep around, or is it somebody he simply want to have sex with? So I feel like that if you know that route and you like, well, I know that I just want to have sex with her, but she the type here, you're going to have to do this, that, and the other. I feel like guys do that, you know, can sometimes play like they're interested and they know, okay, well, in order for me to, you know, be with her, I have to, I have to open the car doors, or I have to, you know, make time for her. I have to do this. I have to do that in order to get sex. So, you know, like, if you start off the muscle, like, I had guys when we first started talking, they like, so when I meet your child, No, you just trying to get on to the next level, and that's not happening. I don't know. I'd be paranoid when it comes to my baby. Yeah, I'll pray for you. I do.
No, I mean, that's understandable, because, that throws another question out there for both you and Diva in the chat, too. How do you know, some single mom is so quick to hurry up and get married to somebody that they'll just try to turn anybody into a husband. How do you, as a single mom, how did you find a way to, you know, feel like, hey, I'm going to make this decision where, hey, I might talk to a guy who might not per se be somebody I'm going to marry, and then just somebody that's kind of like, oh, you just here for the season. How do you make that assertion, you know, being able to do that and be a single mom? I know a lot of times, heck, you know, you got to get yours too. You're still the key word is single.
Well, I mean, we have to get ours too, but I mean, to just be honest, I'll be your girl, be chilling. No, for real. I'm chilling a lot of the times. But
Where I'm at in my life, when I was younger, it was the type, okay, if I'm just trying to, so to say, don't try to judge me, but get my rocks off, then I really don't, I don't have as many standards. But now where I'm at in my life now, it's like I'm not worried about getting my rocks off. I know how to please myself. So I'm looking for somebody who can be a father figure to my child, and I'm not going to just say, that's who I want to marry, somebody who's going to be a father figure to my child. And I'm not going to just sleep with somebody who I don't see has that potential, unless them hormones are just really out of whack. They got to really be out of whack. But, you know, I've been practicing her celibacy, so I've been okay so far. So
Don't be driving you nuts. You love me. Oh, God, man. I don't know how I go to these series, and I'm like, I go so long. And I know somebody trying to roast you another show with so long. That side should say enough.
Oh,
it just goes so long. It just, because you don't want to be, you don't realize, man, when you have sex with somebody, you carry on an emotion. You get emotional transference from that person, man. That mess is not cool. And
man,
you don't realize it, like, well, ain't nothing emotional about it. You know, sex is just, you say what you want to say. But some part of that person's psyche comes to you.
I'm tired of having bad sex. I've met a lot of guys whose sex wasn't so hot. So I was like, you know what? I'm wasting my juices. Let me just keep this on lock. I go out now, I'm feeling bad. Now I'm playing. But look, for real, if I date a guy, I feel his package. I want to see what he working with because I ain't got time to waste. If you ain't packing down there, then I ain't going to be wasting my time because your girl been too long without it. So when I do get it, I want him to hit me
right.
With the mule.
All right, so we're going to go. We got to call him. Go. I'm actually in the chat room with girl Diva Love. What's up?
Peace, Queen. Peace, Team Marie. Peace, Shetty J. How you guys doing? It's Diva Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. How are you?
Hey,
I'm doing
how
all
you right. Doing?
What's up?
I'm doing so good, and I'm glad that you asked that question, Shetty. Like, how do you know, when it's a good time to bring a person around your children? And for single mothers, you know, it's a very difficult process because people, some men do mask, just like T. Marie said. They really mask. They will play the part to just be able to get wet. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time, you know. And then I take a look at, was your mother and father married? Was your grandmother and your grandfather married? What is your core values, you know? Do you have children? What happened with you and your child's mother? You know, his genuine concern. Do you have genuine concern for me and my child? Will you be patient enough to work with me until I'm ready for you to come around my child? Do you just let me come around your child? And that's a couple of questions that I ask myself as a single mother, because you just don't want any man around, especially because I have a son. He's 11 years old, and I have a daughter. So this is I have to make an executive decision for the company.
You're right.
I like the way you put it. When you ask me out, you know, that's the application. When you push up on me, you ask me for my telephone number, and this is for Diva. That's the application. When we go out on the first date, that's the interview. Now, from the time of the interview, I can decide if I want to bring you on, and you can go through your probational period for 90 days, 60 days, or whatever. And then after that, if you make it past a year, if you've shown loyalty, if you have been consistent, if you have been a team player, if you have brought the company some type of profit, meaning that, you know, you provide, protect, and present new opportunities, I may offer you a position to become partner with my company. Because it's
that
an executive position.
I like the way you put that.
And I'm not even a CEO. See, my children are. So when I do decide to say after a year, hey, you know, young king, my young king, I come to him, hey, Makai, I've been dating this guy, and I want you to, you know, we're going to hang out. He does have children, which I would prefer for him to have a kid. You know, he has some experience. And if he don't, that's fine, too. But he has to meet the big boss, which is my son. And if my son gives the approval after another year, then we can go there. But I don't really want to rush into it because this is an opportunity. This is a top-notch company. So if you get offered a partnership, you cannot take it lightly because we offer a lot of benefits. This is a company that's going to take care of you. This is a lifetime position.
You offer a 401k plan?
Yes, we do. I'm registered. Literally.
Vacation, holidays, all that.
Yeah, holidays, all of that. Overtime, you get it all here. You know, when you come into Diva's life, you become a king.
Do you promote from within?
In our cast. Do we? Yes, of course we do. But
how many references do you need? How many references are needed to join this company?
It's not even references. You know, Steady, this is a real important decision, and it's a scary decision for a single mother because you got to remember you still got the child's father there. You still got family there. Okay. Who is this new fool? Who is this new nigga? We don't know him. Why do you bring him to the barbecue? You ain't let nobody know.
Nah.
He still has people. He still has, you know, he has to be, like, and for women, too. If they really, like, you know what, I want to be with you, this is where it's at. I meet your family. It's not nothing. I meet your mother. It's not nothing. I want to be with you. I want to support you. I want to support them kids. I want to build a foundation. I don't care who I got to meet. I tell them that I love you and I care for you, and this is what it is. Like, they going to bat for you.
Oh, yeah, he gives them that night.
See, men always got to have a motive. Look, that stay motive.
Men always think physical. Men always think
if he's genuine about it, I'm just gonna put it out there. Y'all know if he's genuine, he's sticking, and he's continually sticking to really being that person that he's painting to be. Y'all know good and well. He played his cards right. That night, he just might get lucky.
I've had guys who play their cards right. And they play it so right, that's why they don't get it. Because I'm like, nigga, you over there playing. You got game. You think you're going to get this over here? You got game. I ain't going to be able to do it. Ain't going to be able to do it.
That's why I say you have to be able
to read through that and send them through some trials and tribulations and shit. Especially
exactly.
When they're coming out telling you everything. I date a guy. And I refer to him. I'm like, you my, I say, so we're going to get married? And he'd be like, yeah, where we going to go for our honeymoon? Nigga, you over there playing.
Uh-oh.
Just going along with it to get him some. No. And I ask little simple questions like, you know, when we going to get married? When we going to do this? When you going to let me meet? And if you going to life, you like cool, you down for everything I'm saying, and we still learning each other, you playing with me. You trying to say what I want to hear so you can get these cookies. No, they in a jar.
And Queen, that is so unattractive too. And a lot of them don't even realize that we doing that to them.
I know, right?
Shoot. They don't even realize. They're like, okay. You know, okay.
Daddy,
whatever
shut
you
up.
Want to do, baby. Okay. And they don't even realize that we doing this on purpose. You so thirsty to get wet for a couple of minutes to a couple of hours. Like, if you only knew what a woman can really is capable of, you trying to feel some type of way. You know, we trying to get you to be some type of way. You trying to feel good. We want you to be good. You know?
It's kind of flipping. Because sometimes now it's like an opposite universe. Because now it's something the women are more men than we are as far as, like, they want it bad. And you like, And you've been really, sometimes you really be trying to not do it, not because you don't want to do it, you're just being lame, but because you really are trying to get to that point where you want her to understand that you don't need it all the time, that you want, that you are content with being with her. That mess would throw a chick off. So I was like, I ain't cheating with him. No, sometimes we really do. We just like y'all. We do not. We just want, we sometimes we want to get our minds right. And you know, it's like, whoa, you know, especially the right woman comes along. That's a lot, you know, when the right woman comes along, we stop caring about that. It's like, yes, it is a great, it's a great part of the benefits package. That's a great part of the benefits package, but, you know, it's like when you don't, that's like with health care. You don't always use your health care all the time. You ain't always going to the doctor every week or whatever. So you don't have to go to the doctor every day, to, you know, to, or to feel good. So that's how it is with, you know, once you got a stable business that's something that can work for you, then that's what you want to do, you know. You enjoy the benefits and you don't let that job go.
But always know that when you start having sex with someone, that makes you, you know, once you start, it's like once you cross that line and you start sleeping with somebody, that's what you're going to know. I know if I start sleeping with somebody and it's my boo and we sleeping together, yeah, I'm going to be wanted. I know I go to the doctor, you know, twice a year, but at the same time, I want my man every other day. Let me stop. I want my man every other day. But if we first start off talking, if a woman start off wanting sex when y'all first start talking, that's something to say a lot about that female, though. Just my honest opinion. Unless she just, one or two, she says this, okay, I'm living life. I'm basically living life. Or two, something that happened when she feel like that's all she has to offer.
Right. Now, some of they'll get it confused with the woman. Sometimes they, you know, just speaking for a man seeing himself from my point of view, sometimes it's not that y'all always want to have sex right when we start dating. Sometimes you're just sharing your sexual attraction you have about us. That doesn't necessarily mean you want to have sex with them tomorrow type stuff. You just let them know, put it out there. But come to talk, sometimes, you know, like, that's how you kind of determine a person is in the friend zone or not. You know, if they tell you right off the bat that they were, that, shoot, you know, it could go down, you know that, okay, when it does go, you know, I know that now this person not just see me as, oh, he's such a great friend. You know, you be having to ask, man. You don't ask, you don't watch out, you're going to be getting put in the friend zone like a mug.
Huh. My friend said it, baby. Wow.
So, yes, and I'm going to, and let me tell you about, let me tell you about what, okay, so T was making fun of me earlier. I know now she's going to try to throw it on Facebook because now I told her what, now I reminded her what the phrase was. Have you ever heard the phrase, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still not going to make it look good?
No.
Okay. Okay, see. She keeps trying to make fun of somebody.
I'm
trying to
sorry,
so she said, I sound so country. That's just she was saying
it.
Hell,
you sound like you from Texas for real. You can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Yeah, that is something.
I mean, it's something that nigga, it's something that has been quicker. Walk like a duck, but quack like a duck, then quack, 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 it's a goddamn duck. Yes, that same thing. So I want to buy everybody should have come back to me.
Uh-oh.
I got something on, hey, I got something that East Texas roots. Yes, it is, I can't help it. Let's not forget that everybody that I am, you know, I got a mom from Jersey and a dad from Texas, so you got a mixture of that in me. It hadn't been to both. I've been exposed to both places. So you get a mixture of dialects and phrases from both areas.
Daddy, you are out of line. Nobody heard this. You eat on the break and heard something like this.
I heard somebody said it before. That's where I got it from. I didn't make that up. I can't take credit for that. You can't, man. You know, every day, some of these things, some of these things, walk around here,
with lipstick on. Somebody was asking earlier, he was like, man, how do you know how to find a chick? You know, find a chick that's, you know, that you really can, like, vibe with. I gave him this long list. I know y'all wondering what the list is. You had to wait till Wednesday for that list. But anyway, he just close to Valentine's, so I give y'all the list then. But one of the things I said was, as far as the beauty department, is how I look. If I don't think that you would look, if when you don't, you're not in makeup mode, and if I'm not still attracted to you when I see you walk around on a normal basis, then I'm, you're not, then obviously you're not that attracted to me. In some chicks, you know, I could, you know, I've had this before, you know, I've done something with somebody. You know, I was just attracted to somebody, and they had on goddamn sweatpants and went all that glammed up. It just still looked beautiful. And that's the thing. It's a psyche about you. You know, it's not about, you know.
Yeah.
You still feel that you still feel that person is beautiful regardless. And they want to always be glammed up, you know, to be beautiful to you.
I know. Wake up with that little toothpaste on there and be like, come on, baby, slide it in.
You better wink your eyes over time and pretend she ain't got that on her face.
I really believe in keeping it light and keeping natural when you go out on the first date. Because if you make yourself up and if you glam it all up and whatnot, and that's all that glam come off and you turn into a whole different person, he going to be like, what the hell? And then you got to do that all the time. Do you know how much effort and energy and money and time it costs to get glammed up all the time? Ain't nobody got time for that. And especially if you a mother, you know, it takes at least an hour, if not an hour and a half.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
I feel you.
It takes a lot. So if you want to keep it natural and simple on the first day that y'all going out or whatever, that's cool. Later on, you can let your diva out and get glammed up. That's cool. But this is who I am when you met me. I kept it natural, a little bit of tinted moisturizer, a little bit of eyeshadow, some lip gloss, hair in a ponytail, some jeans and jacket, a little pocketbook. Let's go. But if you glam it up with all the big hair and the lipstick and the MAC and all of that, you got to stay doing that. You got to keep doing it. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it.
That's the thing. I call it the melt-off effect. Because once that's, if you're the melt-off that off, your feeling's going to be, if your feeling's not the way when she melts, when all that melts off her face and you ain't feeling the same type of way, then, yeah, that ain't the one you want to keep talking to as far as you, unless you're talking to ugly people.
And most likely after sex, all of that's going to get sweated out. That gacky, the rim is going to get sweated out. Your front legs getting sweated out. Your eyeshadow coming off, that matte coming off, that Sephora that you had on. Girl, all of that's gone. You know, how you gonna, you better not cut on the light. You're going to be like, who are you? It was two women in this bed with me. No.
I know, especially with them. But what about the chicks who be having the booty pants on and then they get out of the bed? You know, niggas like that ass, so they sitting there trying to hit it from the back. They're like, wow, where'd my ass go?
You know what? I feel kind of, I mean, unfortunately, I don't have that issue. I'm sitting on 40s. So, but for women,
ooh,
who have
I'm a 39. Kids, look, I'm a 39.
There you go.
Ooh,
For those of them out there who got the chins, who try to keep it clean, or they try to get them some Dayton's, don't do that, Ma. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't K. Michelle it. Don't K. Michelle it. Let that go.
I'm not.
All
she did not say K.
Don't K. Michelle it. Let
Michelle she had a bigger body already. That's so stupid. That's what I mean, seriously. Let me know where's the mindset that's going on with some of black women that we are infatuated with doing this crap. I don't sugarcoat what I say on this show. And one of the things is, you know, I just think that was what white women did, not what black women do. You know, there's always, you know, there's so always willing to change. They just change at any moment. Let's go get some booty pads. Let's go get this.
I think K. Michelle is lazy.
Oh,
because all you have to do is some squats. I'm a you're not steady. I'm a firm believer. Squats do work because your girl ass is nice, and I don't have shots. I don't have nothing, but I squat in them heels. You got to want, if you want it bad enough, you work for that shit, not go get no shots and stuff, because now she look like a donkey. She got them liberty-ass legs, and they done sucked the skin below her butt, and what they say, above her butt and below her butt, and stuffed it in the middle of her butt. So she just looked crazy. Her ass is too big.
And she was little from the beginning. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you petite, you petite, and you put that big donkey ass on it, and it just looked weird after a while.
She
even
like
with Nicki Minaj,
but she had a donkey.
It looked
she
weird.
But before, that's the funny part. She had a donkey
before,
from beforehand.
She had a little mango. I wouldn't say it was a
donkey. Apparently, she getting some little money, though. Apparently, she getting some little money and feel like she got a little bit the fuck off, so.
I mean, but a lot of, I come to realize the value of the woman and the black woman, the value of our women now has really went down. Women, we got to understand
say that again.
It has went, the value of the woman has really went down. We got to bring that back up, having respect for ourselves. Queen Latifah, that thing. You don't have to put on all this mess and whatnot and carry in all. You think a man care about what, how long your Remy is or if your toenails match or if all that stuff, if you got butt when he trying to smash. He don't care about none of that. Like Kevin Hart said, like, he going to stop and say, oh, your toenails don't match. I mean, really, we got to get back to the natural state. Do you think he care that you ain't got that 27-piece in? He going to smash regardless. That's
but
the thing
guys
I'm talking about, the
make, it, make it seem like that that's what they want. And the guys tend to go after the women with the bigger booties and the bigger
butt. That's a boy that's doing
that.
A man wants a real woman.
Right.
A boy wants a doll. That's just bottom line at the end of the day. It's the ego. I'm not here to stroke your ego. We are here to build with each other. So a boy
A lot of people get confused. It's a nice shit. That's why I was trying to tell people, like, y'all get, some people get so confused. Some of these guys don't, they felt they've put themselves to these bubbles of what is their mindset. Me, When I say I'm a man, I like butts more. I like it to where this is have a nice shape. There's a difference because it could be a chick who don't have an astronomical butt, has a nice shape to it. But these people want to keep going to shit. They got these astronomically some may right but booties, and it's just ridiculous. Like,
I think if guys,
I know, I show as much respect for the strippers, but I don't know what became this whole mindset of let's keep getting ass shots.
No,
the, you know,
I think
and then
the guys
some of y'all
set more
dying
standards.
Over this mess. It's stupid.
Y'all guys need to set more standards like me. I'm the type of woman, I hate guys who have their pants sagging. So if you try to talk to me and your pants are sagging, I'm going to let you know. I'm a woman with a child. My little boy, no, if I say, when you put on your pants, what do you do? He know if it has a belt loop, it needs the belt on, point blank and simple. I'm teaching him to not have his, you know, pants sagging, to wear a belt if it has belt loops, because I'm trying to change the generation. I want somebody who can teach my child that. So, thing, I have nothing against this at all. But if you got braces, it corrects your teeth. I want to know what I'm dealing with. If I have a baby by you, I want to know my baby teeth going to be fucked up, his eye going to be fucked. I want to know that shit. Like, you done just went and got all this shit fixed, so I think guys need to set a standard where they want natural women. Nobody,
I don't want to see no booty cleavage. That's just point blank, period. If you're
Thank
trying to
you.
Push up on me and you got booty cleavage, you're not trying to get my attention no way, Google. You trying to get Dre and Day-Day and them attention. I don't know why
Thank
you're trying
you.
To push up on me. Lift your shirt up. Let me see what you're working with. And a lot of guys that have these standards for women who, you know, got big butts and all this and this and carrying on, be looking like a hotmess.com. Pot belly, you know, crusty lips, breath smell like afterbirth, needed a haircut 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
we see you. How you want me to look like a dom and you like a rusty penny?
Like,
let's get it together. You're like a rusty penny. And if you're rolling up on me with your butt hanging out with that booty cleavage, please don't play yourself because I'm going to read you real fast. And
that's
and then
I
embarrass
I really
you in front
do.
Of my girlfriend.
And I don't be nasty about it or nothing, but I, because, you know, I got my little image. I don't want, they might be following me or something, so I don't want that. But
exactly.
I let them know, baby, you can't come to me like this. If you want a woman of my stature, you got to pull them pants up, boo. Watch how you approach me. You know, if they young enough, I'll give them the game. But if they old enough to know better, I just be like, oh, no, I can't do you.
But see, Marie, they know better.
They are younger generation.
They know better.
I mean, they do know better. I mean,
You gotta
eventually, when you're trying to get, when you're trying to step into the big, to the grown woman field, yeah. But it's a problem sometimes because some of the women are so accepting this crap. Like,
exactly.
You know, sometimes it's weird. I'm like, I'm one of those guys that if my pants are sagging because, like, if you can hit your belt and you and your pants, I'm one of the people, I get so self-conscious about pants sagging. Because I don't want to be sitting there having to grab my freaking pants all day to try to stop them from sagging.
And when you are your
I get real self-conscious when I ain't got the belt on. I get so self-conscious behind it. Like, oh, no, they're going to sag. Oh, no. What am I going to do? But my thing is this. But these chicks, you know, then you all dressed up. You know, they want to act like you. I mean, this one girl told me. And it's I'm a person. No, sometimes you catch me dressed down, but most times, Steady J likes to be dressed the heck up. And that's people at work would say that. We can have a relaxed dress code at work, and I feel like dressed up most of the time. But, seriously, like, I mean, for me personally, even going all the way back to being a little kid, I've always liked to dress up mostly. And so, as soon as you dressed up, they want to point the finger at you and say, oh, he must like white girls. Some girls say that kind of crap. Like, that's so stupid.
That's what you do not want. As soon as you hear a woman say that or any woman say that, that's ignorance. You need to go forward.
Really.
That's the dumbest mess I've ever heard, that you, because you like white women. That's dumb. That's when you know that you are not in the right company. That's when you know you need to exit stage left. That's when you know you need to leave. I grounded my son one time for coming home without no belt around. He better be lucky he ain't getting no whooping because I'm from the old school. I grounded him.
God.
I said, where your belt at? Because he thick and stocky like me. Like, I'm thick like cornbread. My son like a football player. He 11 years old.
I went there. I scouted it. So, yeah. I see, she means up to 40, y'all. I went ahead and gave y'all that scouting report.
But like you said, they accepting this type of behavior. They're accepting this type of image. They're accepting this type of talk because a lot of women just don't know how to be with themselves or how to love themselves. They're so thirsty and they think they need somebody. And then when it don't work out with a man, they want to go over to a woman. And that's the worst thing that you could have ever did because she just is as cute, confused as your ass. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's my discussion, Kelly. I get mad behind our time. When people... It's one thing if you were a person, you are dating women because you like women. That's one thing. But when you are having a discussion with me that you're dating women because men ain't about, that's when I freaking lose it. Because I know so many women out here that know because women that think that way, they do so much dirt behind their back and they don't realize it. It's because they got you stolen to the effect that, well, you swore off guys because you said they were about blah, blah, blah. So now that means I get a bunch of leeway now.
Here's the thing when you're dealing with, and I've been through that stage too, and I'm pretty sure Queen can agree with me. After, you know, kissing a couple of frogs, you got to start looking at another. You got to stop shopping in the pond. You need to go to an ocean somewhere. Like, I stopped shopping in the hood. I don't even live in the hood no more. So why am I looking for a hood dude? You know, you got to upgrade. You got to start shopping in a better environment. You got to start shopping in a better place instead of going downtown to the downtown area. Maybe you need to go uphill to the mall. You know, maybe you need to go to a college. Maybe you need to go to a museum. Hey, even go to the hospital. There's a whole bunch of doctors and surgeons in there. You know, this is not
yes,
one.
Girl.
Now, let me put
a
disclaimer out. Now, exactly.
Oh,
I love the hospital.
Man,
I'm doctors
and go over and come with my Victoria's Secret bra on with a little cleavage on and bend over on the counter.
Do it. Now, let's put a disclaimer out there. This is not going to guarantee you a faithful man, but at least this is not going to
guarantee you one with some mud. No, let me stop.
It is guarantee you one with some type of value, some type of core values, education behind them. If you tired of...
I don't even shop no more. I don't even care. Like, I'm just so content on my own because after dealing with so many people who don't have... I want to be with somebody who I can grow with. You know, if I meet guys who's comfortable where they're at, and I can't, that's like the biggest turnoff to me. So I just be so focused because I know where I'm trying to go. So it's like I be so focused, I don't even be worried. When I see y'all brush guys out, they had the hardest time getting my phone number. I'd be like, oh, come on, I don't even feel like dealing with y'all, really. No, guys. No.
If y'all know Tina Reeves' phone number, 8100. Hell no.
You say what?
It's 1-800 hell no.
You gotta really be able to bring something. We gotta be beneficial on both parties because I know what I can bring to the table. So that's why I don't care. I eat alone. I ain't tripping because I know.
I need to make sure I have somebody that's confident within themselves. Because me being a radio personality and a CEO of my own radio station, radio personality on another station, I'm a go-getter. I run my business full-time. I need to have somebody that's secure in a position. Please don't get – your coochie shouldn't get wetter than mine. Why are you getting wet on me and insecure and carrying on? I don't have time for all of that. You know, and not to say that I know my place as a woman. And the man, you know, his responsibility is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. But when you start being insecure about what I'm doing and my brand because I run my own company and you only add to what I got, it's a problem. You always going to add to what I got. You will never make or break me. And it's not to disrespect you, but this is who I am. And that's the issue that I have been facing. They say it in the beginning, I'm secure, man. I got you, girl. I'm what it is.
But
here we go. Here we go. A year later, what's up with that event? And they gonna be there, and you know, you always working, and you don't even realize it's always God first, family second, career third for me. I make this shit look good. I've been doing this for 5 years. Come on, babe. All I need you to do is hold me down. Can you make me a pack of oodles and noodles? Can I get some hot cocoa? Damn. Why you
right, I mean, that's why a lot of times I find myself, most people I vibe with are usually people involved in the industry because they understand where I'm coming from. It's not just there you go, sucking to somebody in the industry again. No, it's not that. I want somebody that knows what the heck I'm going through, that I can respect what they're doing, and then vice versa. Because I hate the insecurity of, for instance, if you're going to talk to me, realize that don't mean I'm trying to holler at every model that comes my direction. My dick cannot possibly work that freaking long of every day, every hour of the week. So it's not happening. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to always come in a direction, especially the more I continue to do so. Doesn't mean that, if I relate with somebody, no, it's not that. I see beautiful women every day. That's not going to bother me. It's like,
no, that she always around them women.
Like, it's just crazy. Like, get over yourself.
Confidence.
Get over yourself.
You have
and
to
that's
be
exactly
confident.
What it be. Steady, that's what it be. They be caught up in their own feelings, and then they want to bring you down with their own insecurities.
And nobody
has
time.
You know,
where's nobody has time for that?
Do you know how much it takes to run a show? Matter of fact, let me put you to work. Since you want to leave work early, you want to stalk my Facebook page, you want to stalk my Twitter page, you all on my Instagram, let me go ahead and put you to work so you can be able to do all the work and I can go out and chill and play and make appearances. Do you know how much work takes to even schedule a show?
Right.
Do you know
be
how much
part of the winning, the winning of the minute. That's what I think. Oh, God, thank you. That's the thing I keep trying to tell people. If you're not, if you're, like, for instance, if you come to a visit me, don't be all more, because, I mean, I, and I've seen, not just with me necessarily, I've seen this with people who they talk to. You know, other people they talk to, I've watched it. Don't be in my arm, don't try to be in my arm all day long. If we're not even in a relationship, please, don't do that. Like, when you see me and I'm working, don't whine.
But why are you not paying attention to me?
If this is a working atmosphere, you were in a work atmosphere, chill the heck out. That's going to turn me off so bad when you do that. That turns me off out right away.
That's me, like, because, you know, I go out to events and stuff, and I hate, like, if I'm at an event, and that's why my ass stays single, too. Because I host the event, and I had my homeboy, and just the homeboy, like, never, you know, nothing. We just cool. And I'm at my event, at my Michael Kors event, and, you know, a lot of people came from my Facebook, which is what they supposed to do at the event. I want people to come out. And he's like, you don't know them? You don't need to be talking. Hold on, I have to check him, because you just a friend. So I'm like, hey, hold on. First off, this is my event, so what you go ahead and do is, go ahead and go where you trying to go, and I'll catch up with you later. And that was under that, then catch up with you later and haven't talked to you, because how the hell you going? Come on, now, you know, you just my friend, like, homeboy, like, don't sit here and act like I can't associate with no fucking body. You know. That's why I love
you.
Hey,
here's my thing.
Anyway,
That's what we call bad for the brand. That's what we call BFB. That's bad for the brand. You can't do that. When you're dealing with people like us, we are branded. We are working. That's bad
for
the brand. You need to be secure in yourself and your position. You know, and if you feel some type of way you want to keep tabs, then you need to come on and jump on board and do some work. Make it easier for me. For real. Host a show. Book some artists.
Shit.
I'm just saying. Go
get
to work.
Shit.
I am so for real. I hired my son. I registered my company and I hired my son. How y'all think Makai get paid? He get paid to promote. He got a laptop in his room. My baby, shout out to my son. He get paid to promote. You want to be close to me? I'm not playing.
My mama wanted to get a little old. I'm going to throw his little ass in.
When he turned 12, let me tell you something, Queen. When he turned 12, if you register your business as a sole proprietor, LLC, whatever, but when he turned 12, you can go right down to the court building. You got to get a permit to hire him. You go right down to the court building and you let them know, look, I want to hire this minor. He is 12 years old. Because if he was 14 and older, you wouldn't need a permit. You could just hire him. But you just got to get a permit to hire him, and he can get on board and put him to work.com. Yes. And
okay.
At the end of the year, when it's time for you to file your taxes, you can write him off as a tax write-off because you paid him.
You better follow me on Instagram. No, it's my Twitter. You can do it on both. But make sure we link up.
I just followed the show on Twitter. I went to the link. So, yeah, I just think I just followed you on Twitter. Followed the
okay,
show
you
on
follow
Twitter.
Me then. I mean, you see
the most recent tweet, one of the most recent tweets I have.
Both me and Timberlee. It says every Monday and Wednesday night, that tweet, it have our names in there.
Nice.
And somebody, I want me just last minute comment. BS25 said, I think someone's man, quote-unquote, is trying to stop a model from they used to work with. And that's the thing. Like, you deal with that, you try to deal with that so much that, I mean, it just come on to insecurity, man. Like, you know what you came into this. You know, because this is how you know what kind of person you're dealing with. if one of the things that I was sort of infatuated about is they're sort of like they're infatuated with you as the model, and they want to get the model as their girlfriend, but they can't take both sides of you. That lets you know, because they don't like the fact that they got the prize that they got is always being other people have access to their prize. That don't mean that if you play your position right, relax. You relax, and then, you know, she might, because in this industry, you technically got to flirt with everybody. It's technically somewhat type of flirting. Doesn't mean you having sex with a person, but it's in some way, in some kind of, in the business, you kind of, even, I know this sounds real sick, but even when it comes to, like, other, like, it don't matter the sex of the person you're talking about, it's like you get to technically kind of flirt with this person in order to get them interested. You got to, you know, tell them about, well, this is mine, this is what I'm doing, and then you got to massage them, massage their mindset, and figure out what they want to do so y'all can make it happen. So you technically, sometimes you got to flirt, and like you said, what T said about with Facebook, you kind of got to get these people riled up and really want to support you and come out to your events.
Exactly.
Because if you don't,
so
that's the thing. When my events are really packed, it's because of, hey, I had, like some people get it twisted. Just because I asked for your phone number, don't get it twisted. That means I want to talk to you like that all the time. No. That's what you got to do in this promoting game. You got to get those numbers together, those emails together, and you got to build a fan base, and you got to build up the people that have because a lot of people, they're not going to support you if they don't have some type of connection with you. And
yeah,
they can they
you're
connect
right.
you in
so
person
right.
and say, oh, that's
why
the person. Oh, I'm going to her event.
And you know, Sadie, the pictures that come out now, any man I deal with got to be definitely confident, because any man I have, it's going to be somebody out there trying to holler for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you got to be confident.
In that day, he got to be secure to himself and realize that you know, you're not in there doing it. You being goofy and doing all this. Anything, especially if he plays his cards right, he's your man. Let's be real.
Oh, and confidence again.
You take him home. You're
going to
get.
And you know, as we say this, it's a two-way street too, you guys. And I just thought about this. I'm glad that this was just placed on my heart. They have to be confident in a position. But
thank you.
We as the entertainers and we as the people who are getting the exposure, we need to make sure that we're making them feel comfortable in a position. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if we
that's
bring them to an event or whatever, I just thought about that. They may be comfortable in a position, but we need to make sure that we're doing what we need to
secure
do
them.
To make sure
exactly.
that to secure them. Because if we was on the other end, and I just thought about it, like, what if I was on the other end of this stick? You know, I would want them to be like, hey, you know, you know, I want them to at least acknowledge me, you know, acknowledge me and let somebody know who I am or, you know, show some type of gratitude or whatever and make sure, because there's a difference between, you know, like you said, you got to flirt with these people to get them to be interested in you, but they need to know that you are about business. I'm about business.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get personal with me, because once they start getting personal with you, then all of a sudden I'll know that they want to get the homeboy hookup, the cross promotion. No, I provide a service. I came out here to work. I am working. So, you know, if you want to work with me and network with me, then you need to be working too. We is not homies and we damn sure ain't friends. So let's get that clear.
Here's what the problem is too. It's not even cross promotion. It's the problem. It's the cross promotion and not offering a service of equal or greater of equal value.
I just had a situation like that. This particular show wanted to cross promotion with me, and here's my thing. I don't mind cross promotion, but I have a radio advertising and promotion company. We have a street team. We do flyers. We do graphics. We've been doing this for a while. If you want to cross-promote with Diva Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, your numbers need to match ours, if not exceed ours. That's what I'm talking about, cross-promotion. It's nothing personal. It's business.
Mm-hmm.
I got 7,000 followers on Twitter. If you 1,000 under, I can work with you. If you 1,000... up under me, I can work with you. But if you more than $1,000 of that, then we're going to have to talk about the promotional packages that we offer. It's not nothing. You need to be able to either match somebody's numbers or exceed somebody's numbers. So, because meaning that our following match each other. I can offer you
right.
the same thing that you can offer me. That's why we cross-promote. But if you talking about just jumping on my coattail and riding it, then at least you can play the tape to get it put in the cleaners. That's all
yeah.
I'm saying. Once you didn't drag
right,
the coattail
like,
out, at least you can throw me a couple of dollars to get it clean. Okay.
And you humble. See, the thing is, you be a humble. Some people get it because you're not be your tone is not saying you're being cocky about it. You let them know what it is. And that's the thing, like, Chris, when I tell somebody about our network has over 3 million listeners, I act, you know, I don't sit here and act like, oh, man, you know. I act like as if
yep.
I had only 100 because in
mm-hmm.
the day, I'm still down to earth. But at the end of the day, you're going to still remember that I need, but that you got to give some kind of respect for that. Two, some people try to play, like you said, the numbers got a mess. They try to play you, and they try to think that they can just act in any type of way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But people
that's
need to be able to
sell,
invest into themselves. If you want me to invest into you, you need to invest into yourself. You don't go to McDonald's and ask for nothing free off the dollar menu. As soon as you get there, you say, let me get a double cheeseburger, some iced tea, and a fry. And first thing you say, okay, well, great. This will be such and such and such. You pay it. People pay for what they want. That's just bottom line. You can't get a free double cheeseburger at McDonald's. You can't have it your way for real at Burger King. So why are you trying to come over here and get something for free? Here's my thing. I can only take you serious if I'm investing this into myself. We all know that airtime costs, internet costs, the phone costs. So if you are an artist or a business owner and you asking for an interview and some advertising and promotion, you better make sure you have something in your kitty to invest for yourself because we're already investing into us. So how can we take you serious if you're not willing to invest? You making that payment for advertising and promotion.
You want to know what's so funny, though? People complain about the prices, but don't. This is my last closing article before I close the show off. People complain about the prices, but you'd be surprised. It doesn't matter because we here at Dust Spot, we make it as simple as hell for these artists that always want to be in inbox and say they want to, oh, bro, we're going to show me. Something as simple as using the social network that we created based off of the show.
Uh-huh.
If you can't do that, then you can't complain about people out here charging. Because the reason why people are charging you, you can't support the tools they give you to you just help them build their brand. If you can't do that, then you got to start paying up.
That's it. If you can't,
we're going to get us re-mad.
You know,
don't get mad because, and please, you guys, contact me. Write my telephone number down and contact me because I want to work with you guys. But here's the thing, and this is what I come to realize when it comes to those who have an issue with paying, you know, because I run my thing like Verizon. When you call Verizon, you know you're going to be making a deposit some type of way. That's just point blank,
mm-hmm.
period. Those who are not ready to, they straddle on the fence. And they complaining about the prices. Those are the ones that's not ready. So move out the way because I'm looking for the ones who are ready and who have a budget. Point blank period. I work with budgets. This is what we do. We do this. We work with budgets. So if you complain about a price, you ain't got a budget. Holler at us when you do. You can holler at me when you get your first of the month, when you get your end of the month, when you get your biweekly, when you get your income tax. Holler because I'm working. Point blank period.
Right.
Now,
I can't afford. I'm not taking those people talking about, you know, because they're black owned business. Shout out to our sponsor, Notoriously Naughty. We give big ups to them. One of our big sponsors, they show love, and that's a black-owned business, and I didn't see them say, well, what's your price? Bam. Ain't no questions asked. Let's get it done. So I tell people all the time, so I don't give up on black business, because You're going to have to swim through some of the sharks, through some of these sharks, and get through to the people who's talking about something. But you'll get through, you'll find them. You got to understand that that's how it goes. But shoot, man, we about to roll on out. Man, we got a lot of crazy, stuff on the show this week. On the Tuesday show, y'all know, every Tuesday here on the Star Radio Network, we got Glitz and Glamour. This week, their topic is change the roles and anything goes. That's the Valentine's Day edition. Find out about what that's about. The artist of the week, they were talking the artist of the week, Marcella Scott, and model of the week, who's also a former host here on Life of the Dust Live. Jaquise Amore will be in the show on tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, me and T. Marie, you know, y'all got to stay tuned for that. We got some stuff about sleep for Wednesday. Thursday is Real Spirit Radio, so we go in and, yes, ratchet as heck. Y'all miss any part of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. You will find the show, subscribe, and it'll make it easier on you when you're trying to listen to the show if you miss it. That being said, T, let them know how they can find you.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, TMarie_MLD, Instagram, TMarie_the_model. Like me on Facebook, TMarieTheModel.
All right, D, Ms. Evan, let them know how they can find you.
You can definitely, guys, hit me up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. That's at Diva Ebony B. And you can friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/DivaMaryKay.
Bam, just like that. All right, y'all. Y'all know
Teddy, let them know where they can find
Type
you.
Type in Teddy J. Dust, CEDDY JDUSK. You pretty much put that on Instagram, Twitter. They're everywhere. And make sure you like the DustSpot.com fan page. I got to type in is DustSpot.com on Facebook, ever the fan page. Bam. And then make sure if you're in the entertainment industry of any sort, make sure that you go join DustSpot.com, which is a social network that cares about its people. You know, we don't treat you. You come there, you don't feel like I'm your member number 122 or whatever. You feel like a person. So come to enjoy yourself where you can be and promote yourself. That's what the tool is there for. Every day we continually win people over and make them realize, damn it, if only Facebook and Twitter was on this type of level. Yes, that's what we do. All right, y'all, we are growing on now. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a
T-T-T.
Oh, well, there's a U.
Yep.
There is a way.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, growing on out. All right, y'all dogs got to act a fool. It's frozen day in Texas. Bye.
Cold out.